Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. We're glad you're here with us today. This is the third Sunday of Advent, and guess what? It's 1 week till Christmas Eve. So Advent is seems very quick this year because, of course, Christmas is on a Monday. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. And yes, it is two different liturgies. It's two different masses. So, you know, one doesn't count for the other. So it's good to go to both. You know, it's good to go to, you know, celebrate the fourth Sunday, this coming of the Lord, and then the birth of Christ. And of course, even the evening liturgy, the Christmas Eve liturgy, is different than the Christmas Day liturgy. And hopefully next weekend we will have Bishop Bradley with us. And he will be giving us his reflections on not only the fourth Sunday of Advent, but also Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Maybe have a few stories from some other people within the diocese as well. So it should be very interesting. So welcome, and we're glad you're here with us. And we're going to start right in with the readings. And also kind of a shout-out to this last week, the beautiful feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe, which is just this beautiful Marian feast day celebrated in Mexico and, of course, all over the world. And Our Lady is Our Lady. Our Lady of Guadalupe is Our Lady of the Americas. So all of the North American continent. So it's just a beautiful thing. We've got a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe outside St. John Bosco Church in Matawan. I just love that. And it is this vision of Our Lady in Revelation chapter 12, the woman clothed in the sun with the moon under her feet. And it's just so beautiful. And of course, this time of the year is a great time to enter into, you know, whether you're Catholic or Protestant or go to a Bible church or whatever, but enter into this, not only the mystery of Jesus Christ being and God coming into this world as a baby, but also this entering into this mystery of how God planned to do this through this woman, through her, through the Blessed Mother Mary. And entering into, you know, how she dealt with all these things, you know, knowing that, knowing from the moment, you know, that the baby is born, they're trying to kill her baby. And it's just a horrific thing, you know, where they have to flee Egypt. But it is a great time for us right now to enter into this this journey that they're making to the city of David, to Jerusalem, the census, to be counted in a certain way. And that the wise men are traveling, right? So it's just a week away. And so we should be traveling along with them, traveling along with the Holy Family, with Joseph, Saint Joseph, and Blessed Mother Mary, and the baby Jesus in the womb of Mary, and also traveling like these wise men, these three wise men, as well. So, but we're going to hear a lot about anointing. We're going to hear a lot about the Holy Spirit, and just this. The healing powers of the church, the healing powers of prayer, the reason why you're listening to this radio program, to have an epiphany, to have an awakening, that, gee whiz, you know, I need the spiritual life. I need that spirituality. I need God in my life. I need Jesus Christ to enter into my life. And wherever you're at in those stair steps, you know, whether you're just not sure, you know, you're not sure about God, start to pray. Start to, you know, ask that prayer, that beautiful prayer. You know, God, if you're out there, you know, show yourself to me. And, of course, he has. Christmas time, right? Shows us himself every year. But we say, oh, that's not what I meant. I meant a different way. But it's a beautiful time of the year, a time for giving, a time to be generous. And not just the giving of material gifts, but the giving of yourself. If you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and I'm at St. John Bosco Parish in Matawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and also once in a while at St. Mary's in Pawpaw. And you can reach the Diocese of Kalamazoo with their website is diokzoo.org. And I also invite you to listen to holyfamilyradio.net, 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, and 98.3 also in Grand Rapids. And so we ask for your prayers for this program, that it continue on, and let us know how we're doing. You know, let us know. You know, you can send stuff to the radio station, or you can send it to St. John Bosco, or you can send it to the diocese, attention Deacon Louie, and it will get to me. So let us start right in with the readings, and then we'll talk a little bit about what the church is teaching us about these readings. So these are the readings that are read at Catholic churches all over the world this very day, this third Sunday of Advent. This is a reading from Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 61, 1 and 2, and then 10 through 11. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to announce a year of favor from the Lord and a day of vindication by our God. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. In my God is the joy of my soul, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation and wrapped me in a mantle of justice, like a bridegroom adorned with a diadem, like a bride bedecked with her jewels, as the earth brings forth its plants and a garden makes its growth spring up. So will the Lord God make justice and praise spring up before all the nations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our psalm reading is from Luke. My soul rejoices in my God. Our second reading comes from 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 24. Brothers and sisters, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit, do not despise prophetic utterances. Test everything, retain what is good, refrain from every kind of evil. May the God of peace make you perfectly holy, and may you entirely, spirit, soul, and body, be preserved blameless for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will also accomplish it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A beautiful reading there. And our last reading is from the Gospel of John. John 1, chapter 1, 6 through 8, and 19 through 28. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" He admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So then asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said, some Pharisees were also sent." They asked him, "Then why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ or Elijah or a prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful gospel. And, you know, we see this coming to the Lord, you know, in a certain way. We read these readings to think back on how quickly, you know, time goes by, right? These 30 years from Christ's birth to the beginning of his ministry. That's the timetable that most scripture scholars think. It was about 30, he was about 30 years old and then crucified 3 years later. But we think about how quickly our lives go by. You know, I'm almost 59 years old now, and it just seems to go by so quickly. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, make this the day. Make this the day that you repent of your shortcomings. You know, so often we use the word sin, and the word sin almost seems to create another sin. It hurts so much because we've made decisions and we've made mistakes. We've walked away from the church. We've walked away from God. Sometimes we've walked away from our responsibilities, from our families, maybe even from our marriages. In a certain way, we've kind of walked away from ourselves. And this time of the year can kind of bring on somewhat of despair as well, you know. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, do not despair. Christ is here for us. You know, I was in the throes of addiction for a good solid 10, 15 years. And it's like living in hell. And no one's having any fun. You know, sometimes we think when people are in addiction that they're being, you know, lazy or they're being, they're just doing what they want to do. That's not the case in true addiction. Those people are suffering. And so somehow, some way, this time of the year, and every day for that matter, not just Christmas time, we need to pray for each other. We've stopped praying, my brothers and sisters. We've stopped praying for each other. We've stopped praying for ourselves. We have taken on this attitude that all that matters is the nightly news or who's president of the United States. That's all we care about. That's all we think about. Or we just think about our jobs or how much money we have. And it's a very superficial life. It's a gigantic mistake. Kind of poured on top of the mistakes we know that we've already had, our shortcomings, our sinfulness. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, if you're, you know, if you're afraid to go to reconciliation at the church, you've been away for a long time, just look up and ask God for forgiveness. Have that be the beginning. And then maybe someday you can make it to Mass. You can make it to see a priest, to see Jesus face to face and confess those sins. That's the proper thing to do if you're Catholic. I think it's the proper thing to do for anyone. In recovery, we call it step work. we call it repentance, the good old-fashioned way, right? To repent of our shortcomings and our sins. And so we prepare ourselves. But it's not just a preparation for Christmas, my brothers and sisters. It's a preparation for the end of time for us. Lots of people, even some preachers, really like to focus in on that. The end times, the end times, the end times. Well, this very day, it will be the end times for someone. The end of their time here on earth. And we have to ask ourselves, am I right with God? Am I ready to face God face to face? And if you're not, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to start to pray about it. To really to look up and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. To reach out. To go to church. Go back to church. Go back to the church that your parents raised you in. Go back to, start reading the Bible. Get on your knees and pray. Make this day, December 17th, the greatest day of the rest of your life, and how your life changed the week before Christmas. Think about that. The week before Christmas, my entire life changed. I decided to be one of these wise men traveling to Jesus. I decided to be like the Holy Family, traveling along in this caravan, heading towards Jerusalem. Heading towards Bethlehem. Heading towards Bethlehem. Heading towards this place that I know where the Savior is going to be born. As we look at our readings today, this word anointed comes up in Isaiah. Very powerful word. That this anointing signifies with the Holy Spirit. This anointing with oil. Similar to the anointing that we receive at our baptism, there's anointing that's done. At our confirmation, there's anointing that's done. The anointing of the sick, or last rites, as some say, is all of these anointings that are happening. And so, have you been anointed? Or do you feel anointed? Or maybe that anointing has worn off over time. You need that anointing again, especially the anointing of the sick. Such a beautiful sacrament. Such a beautiful sacrament in the church that is waiting for you. So my brothers and sisters, please reach out. Reach out for that. In case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick. I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And this is the Epiphany Radio Program. It comes to you every Sunday. It's outreach of the Catholic Church. To welcome you back, to ask you to come back, to ask you to come back to Jesus Christ, to come back to God, to renew your spirit, to renew your life, to forgive the sins, the shortcomings that we all have. The second reading is a beautiful reading too, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 24. And quite often, you know, people will say, well, why do we skip, you know, like in John, we're going to read John in a minute here. And why do we skip these chunks of scripture? Well, it's time, because people get upset if they're not out of church in 1 hour. It's very sad. It's very sad. But, you know, the culture sometimes bends and twists the church into what it wants the church to be. Bends it and twists it. That's why we have 30,000 different Christian churches. All the bending and twisting. Not that God has done, but you and I have done. Bending and twisting things the way I want it. The way I want it said. I don't want to hear the word sin. I don't even want to hear the word shortcoming. I don't want to hear the word that I need to say. I need to apologize, or I need to change, or I need to repent. I don't want to hear that. And so there are churches you can go to who don't say those words. And you will have to decide, God will decide ultimately, whether or not you will have eternal life. You decide. God decides, face to face. It will happen for you as well as it will happen for me. But that's why. That's why those are shortened up, the readings. You know, we have better things to do, like wash our cars or watch football. I'm a Lions fan, so, you know, we pray a lot. That makes me pray a lot. But you think about the things that we prioritize, how we've got our priorities, and we've got them mixed up. You know, I do too. I get mine mixed up too. But let's look at the beauty of what all these things. I'll run through them real quickly so we can get to the gospel. But the fire of the Holy Spirit to not put this out, to pray without ceasing, to not put out the fire of the Holy Spirit that's in us, to keep holy, sound, and blameless, to pray and to intercede for other brothers and sisters, people who are in the faith, people who are not in the faith, people who don't believe in God at all, to pray for them, to intercede for them, to love them, to pray at all times, with every beat of your heart. I made that prayer once. God, let me pray with every beat of my heart. It's unceasing. As I sleep, I pray. See? Ask God for these things. To pray without ceasing constantly. For all this to come from love. And to work against our dullness and our laziness. Because see, that's what works against, right? We're the dullness. You know, nobody wants to be called dull. But, you know, if you don't pray, you're dull. I'm dull. We're not sharp. We're not connected. We're not spiritually fit. We're not able to discern right and wrong, good and bad. We're not. We're dull. We become dull. Prayer and the Christian life are inseparable. And then always making a prayer of thanksgiving. Thanking God always. Giving thanks in all circumstances. Giving thanks over and over again. And finally, into the gospel. His name was John, sent by God. John the Baptist. By who? Who is he sent by? The author of life, of all the living, God Almighty, right? And so we have this, the sin of the world, this battle, this constant battle, this decay, loss, sin, these things that we need to deal with, the things that we need to wash away. Christ baptizing us. But Jesus makes this real point, and the prophet John makes this real point, that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He takes away the sins of the world. And I want to read this one thing from the Catechism. It's just so beautiful. And I think we can, you know, but Christ is this doctor. You know, Christ is this doctor. And of course, he's baptizing, they say, in the same spot where Elijah went up in the chariot. You know, that John does, John the Baptist, the church proclaims that, and Scripture does as well, that Christ proclaims, the church proclaims that John the Baptist is in the spirit of Elijah, because Elijah was to come and be martyred, and so John the Baptist was martyred. So we have this from 1505 of the Catechism, just a beautiful reading. And that will give us something to talk about for the last little bit here. But, you know, if you've been away from the church for a while, you know, come on back. You know, if it's been quite some time and you know you need to go to reconciliation, you know, go to reconciliation. They're having reconciliation times all over the diocese and lots of different churches, multiple priests who hear your confession persona in Christe as the man Jesus. Face to face with Jesus. And believe me, brothers and sisters, much more better to meet Jesus now here while we can, you know, reconcile these things than later and making it just more difficult on us. but to take care of this decay, this loss, these hurts that we have in our lives. So here's a beautiful thing, and you know, this is victory over sin, victory over death. Here it is. Moved by so much suffering, Christ not only allows himself to be touched by the sick, but he makes their miseries his own. He took our infirmities and bore our diseases, but he did not heal all the sick. His healings were signs of the coming of the kingdom of God. They announced a more radical healing, the victory over sin and death through his Passover. On the cross, Christ took upon himself the whole weight of evil and took away the sin of the world, of which illness is only a consequence. But his passion and death on the cross, Christ has given a new meaning to suffering. It can henceforth configure us to him and unite us with his redemptive passion. So my brothers and sisters, it's not always about having a good time. It's not always about feeling good and everything's great and fine and dandy. We do suffer. Many of us suffer terribly from lots of different things. Illnesses, diseases, loss, especially with the loss of children or loved ones before we knew that there was what we even thought was their time. So I ask you, my brothers and sisters, are you praying? Do you have any hurts in you that you need healed? No healing happens better than the reception of the Holy Eucharist. Receiving Jesus in the Eucharist has great healing power. Great healing power. Sometimes just to get us over that one or two things that we have going on in our lives to truly set us free, to put us on that path with Christ, to really come back home. And so, my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, as you prepare for Christmas, as you prepare for the coming of Christ as this small baby, let us ask ourselves, you know, what areas of my life do I need to offer forgiveness? What areas of my life do I need to be like John the Baptist, proclaiming Jesus Christ? And what parts of my life do I need to be more like Mary and just caring for this small infant? You know, being a member of the family, being the member of this church family. And so as we go through this week, my brothers and sisters, be in prayer as we travel towards Bethlehem, as we travel towards this beautiful city, the city of David. Let us really ask ourselves, my God, what can I do? Holy Spirit, open me up. Come upon me. Change me. Save me. Help me to live the life you want me to live. Help me to be able to forgive. And let us also pray for all the sick, the suffering, the homeless and the hungry, and those who will die this very day. We ask for the Blessed Mother Mary's intercession. Immaculate Heart of Mary, conceived without sin and has suffered for us, pray for us. And may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. We love you.